William Marwood invented a solution for that ever so grisly thing that we called the execution. Up until now, it had been a terrifying scene, with people taking forever to die in a never-ending scream. He was a cobbler who worked at the corner shop, and after watching another gruesome garrote, he decided to build a method that he called his Marwood long drop. It was certainly better than the claymore chop, or that terrifying machine that the Frenchists called their guillotine. So much more humane than opening the vein. And it didn't leave you with 8 pints of blood and a head floating down the lane. The drama of dying became much less of a distress, and your final farewell fatality ended with a little more finesse. By 1884, the London sheriff was paying him a yearly score, and the rest of the lawmen began knocking upon his trap door. Now, in a wink of an eye, a person could painlessly die, but the best thing of all was that the stage remained completely dry. There were no ears or eyes that went pop, or tongues that sprang from their cuckoo clocks, and no protrusions of that last libido lollipop. And it was all thanks to Marwood and his ever so long drop.